Sur Pei David. We're missing Pei Gimel.
Yesterday we were introduced to Rav Yossi Aglili, who says that Kachim Kalim is mum and bailim. And the Mela Mishnah is good. We have no problems in the sugya with the Mishnah. The old mum and bailim. So then, that's a case of Me'iluhu Delespo and Migdish Kachi. That's a case where your mazik, a behema shell, midishkachi, and yechayev to pay. So again, Rabbi Yossi Aglili in our sugya says three chidushim. It's mamon bailim for mazik, for bimakadish and isha, and for vikichesh bamisa, the pasuk we're going to have in the brisa. So let's see the brisa, and we'll hopefully understand a little better Rabbi Yossi Aglili's shita. The Tanya, the rabbi's kachim kalim, shame of mine, the rabbi I see aglili. Okay, so that's the price, so that's good. Now, if the Gemara would stop here, we would no pshat in the Mishnah, we would have no problem. But the Gemara goes on. Vatanan, hamikadish bechelka, baby kachim kachim, baby kachim kalim. Eina makudesh es. Leima, delike rabbi I see aglili. It says you can't be Mekadosh and Isha, that's Mom and Bailim. Why can't you be Mekadosh and Isha? So because of this Kasha, we want to Zetzayin, this Stam Mishlo, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why it's so important, I'm not sure. Maybe because we pass on Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So we want to Zetzayin that Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi. Maybe because we Zetzayin our Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. I was saying that our Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So that's also a Stam Mishnah. So to say two Stam Mishnahs argue, we try not to. So we'll say that Stam Mishnah is also Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So frankly, Gemara, Lema, the like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And for the Gemara, I fill the time Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kiyam Rabbi Yossi Aglili. When do Rabbi Yossi Aglili say that Kachim Kalim is Mam and Bailim, only Machayim? Avala Achashchita, I fill Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Maidach, he Kazach, and Mishulchan Gavaya Kazach. This is what we're going to try to understand today. The din of Kachin Kalim Mechayim and the din of Kachin Kalim La'achar Shechita. Yossi Aglili saying that when did Yossi Aglili say that Kachin Kalim is Mamon Bailim Haim, that's only Mechayim. La'achar Shechita, that. Because we have this concept of Meshulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Understand that. But before we get into the Pulpulim, so we have here a difference in Chayim and La'achar Shechita. Just the Taich La'achar Shechita, Rashi says later in Perek Meruba, doesn't mean La'achar Shechita. It means La'achar Shechita, the Zrika, Akhtara. La'achar Shechita means after everything is done, and then the before Zrika, you can't eat the Bailam and the Kayim can't eat the Chalik. Right? Zrika is the mat here. So, La'achar Shechita means after Shechita, Zrika Vaktare, after the whole business, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is mine. Chikazach, Mishloch Gavaya Kazach. Now, here, again, you need Rashi and Taisvis. This Gemara is not talking about the Emurim. I told you yesterday, every carbon has three parts. Every kachim kalim has three parts. Chelik avaya, part that gets burnt on the mizbeach, the chelik kayanim, and the chelik bailim. There's never a havamina that the chelik avaya can be mekadosh and isha with. There's never such a havamina. It's a double pashit. The chelik that goes to gavaya is pashit that goes to gavaya. The chelik kayanim, that we have here a shayla, who owns the chelik kayanim? Is that called mamon bailim? Or is that called mamon gavaya? And what about the chelik bailim? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Taisvus. right? The Brisker Rav was Masber. Tosis holds the whole shaila is on Chayim's chaylik. And the chaylik HaBailim is no shaila. It belongs to the Bailim. Rashi holds, no, the whole chaylik shaila is Sayan the chaylik HaKayim and Sayan the chaylik HaBailim. As far as we're concerned today, we're not going to make much of a chaylik between Rashi and Tosis. When we talk about being a Seichem Mishloch HaGavaya, we'll talk equally about Kayanim and Bailim. But the Chelek Avaya, that is nothing to talk about. Chelek Avaya, Zicha belongs to not to Bailim. That is no Shara. When we learned this Sugya 7 years ago, one Shara Kasha, I think we remain Shver with, I'm Shara. What does it mean, Mechayim? We're saying Mechayim, it's Zichar, Kikam Rav Yosi Mechayim. Mechayim, when the animal's alive, it's Zichar, Mamim Bailim. So my Shar is Mazik, your Shar, your Shlamim, I have to pay because it's Mamim Bailim. But we just finished saying that the Chelek Avoya of Kachim Kalim is not Mamim Bailim. Right, there's a chelak avaya and a chelak kayanim and a chelak bailim. The chelak avaya is not mamim bailim. So bishlami after shechita, it's easy. You cut up the animal and have my piece, which is chelak bailim. The kayin's piece is just chelak kayanim, and the part of the mizbeach is a murim is chelak avaya. But when my animal is mazik, your animal, it's a live walking animal. What does it mean that I'm chayiv because it's shoreyehu? That's a case of lechosim shemilu delespo migdish kachi and I'm chayiv. Lechosim she'en behemila I'm chayiv because it's mom and bayim. Part of the animal is mom and bayim. Part of the animal is the mizbeach animal. How does that work? How do I figure what do I pay? It's lechosim she'en behemila. But I pay because it's mom and bailim. Not the whole thing is mom and bailim. Parts of it are not mom and bailim.
Isn't that the move of
Then until this week, the entire thing is mom and bailim. So then, why afterwards are we saying that it's pshita, the chelak that goes on this bayah, can't be mom and bailim? That's what Tosis is saying. But the whole sugi is only talking about parts that people get. Because for some reason it's pshita. Why not learn
the
Gemara?
Once it's Zrika, the whole thing really belongs to the basic tradition. Then you're getting something quite different.
But we're saying Mechayim is Mom and Bailim.
But after Zrika, everything belongs to the Kaddish. And I have Rishus to eat something.
So the part that's Chelek Avaya, what changed from Chayim to Achazrika?
It didn't become Gevaya until Zrika.
Doesn't become Gevaya
until Zrika.
Chelek Gevaya doesn't become Gevaya until after Zrika. Chelek Gevaya doesn't become Gevaya until after Zrika. So the Mechayim has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Chelek of anybody. Taisis Lashon. See Taisis Lashon v'Yeshleimer. Dachi Perushai. 10 lines into Taisis. If there's kashis, when he says Pshat in the Gemara, Dachi Perushai. Mechayim mi'amar b'madnes kahuna mechelik sheish kainem b'shlonim. He's saying Mechayim mi'amar is a guy Mechayim on the chelik that belongs to the kainem in the shlonim. Sounds like, maybe in the Teretz you're right, but at least when the Gemara asks, Mechayim Yomar, that the Gemara, when it says Mechayim Yomar, it's understanding the previous Teretz to be going only on the Chelek HaKayanim. So when the Gemara is Akasha, Mechayim Yomar, it's saying that the Chelek HaKayanim is Shel Gevaya. The Chelek HaYisrael is Shel Mamim Bailim. Here you have a live animal. So Tosis is learning Mechayim Yomar, that you have a live walking animal. The part the Bailim get, that's Mom and Bailim. The Gemara is asking, the part the Kayanim get, that's Mamun Gemara. That's what Tosfos is learning Gemara's Kasha. What's the Kasha? Chayim Yomer, and that was the Makshin Hill.
How could you say that's the Mamun Matayim? Even my Chayim is already considered Gemara.
Which part?
You can't separate it, so that's
automatic. No, but Tosfos is only Chayil Kayanim, not the Chayil Kayabayim. Right? That's how Tosfos answered his original Kasha. That if you can say it's, if you can say Mechayim, it's also Mamun Gevaya, so what part of it is the Rabbi Yossi saying Mamun Hedit? Tosfos calls Mechayim Kol Shekhan Lach HaShechita, right? Tosfos has to leave over something that's Mamun Hedit. Tosfos Mechayim, the Chayil Kayanim, the Chayil Kayabayim. But he seems to be being mechalik in the chalik in the live animal between the parts that are one and the parts that are the other. Live animal, it's possible you could say, you know, if you take the live animal in your mind, you could see that the chaz and shay go to the kayin, the murim go to the mizbeach, the rest of it goes to the baalim. But it's a little funny, the whole picture. Yeah, but if my animal's not like a different animal. So it matters if my animal with its horns gorded in the chaz of a shaykh, that's chelak kayanim. And the gorded in the steak area, so that's chelak vayalim. And gorded in the inner organs, then that's chelak avaya. That's somehow not a stubborn, a live animal, to make these chelukin. So we'll put that kasha aside, because the Tosfos Lamaisa says it. Maybe we'll have a chance to come to a possible teretz, but the kasha is probably stronger than the teretz until we find somebody that's masber what it means that mechayim we're going to be mechalik between chelak kayin and chelak israelim, or chelak gavaya, chelak kayin, chelak ibaylim. It's so funny. The whole echatimtz of a live animal having three chalakim is a very strange thing. Okay, akoponim. Let's get back to the Gemara. So we have this kasha. Put this kasha aside. The Gemara introduces a concept of shulchan gavaya. What's the lashon haGemara? Lachar shchita. I feel a biyasi aglili ma'ida chikazachu b'shulchan gavaya kazachu. What does that mean? Taich. You shecht an animal. And the kayin and gak. Let's say the chaz of a shaykh. So ki kazachu mishulchan gavaya zeh kazachu. That chaz of a shaykh belongs to God. That belongs to the mizbeach. And the mizbeach is saying you can have it. How do you understand that? Ki kazachu mishulchan gavaya means when the kain is eating, the kain is eating. As he's eating it, it belongs to the gavaya, like a guest. The guest comes to your house and he eats. So he's eating your food. It's not his food. Right. I put my food on the table. The guest eats it. It's kind of the food. I'm not making the food to him. He's eating my food, but that's fine. That's the way we eat. When we eat at people's homes, we eat their food. Right? So that's kikazachu kazachu mishulchan gavaya kazachu. When the kainim eat, they're eating Bilam's food, the gavaya's food. Or, no, that's not what it means. It means ki kazachu mishulchan gavaya kazachu. That means the gavaya is giving it to the kayin. Somehow the kayin gets it from gavaya. How do you understand?
How would that answer the question?
It doesn't stem into the Gemara if it becomes the kayin's. Why?
It's his.
Because then once he gets it, he can be able to be a kaddish anishin. It will be like three steps. The kayin, like a shchita till the kayin gets it, and after the kayin gets it.
If
the kohen is going to be a kaddishar, he has it. L'chayr, he has it already. So then it must be the first way. L'chayr, you're right. No, how do you understand? Kikazach of
Shulchan
Gavaya
Kazach. The dinim of Naisar wouldn't fit in with the second way.
The dinim of Naisar wouldn't fit in unless you have to say that the dinim of Naisar are things that belong to kohen from the kachin. It's all part of the kasha of the Naisar. It wouldn't be. It's much more glatt that it's all shel gavaya, and you're eating it like a guest eats at someone's table. Shulchan gavaya kazach and l'chayr. It's much more glatt. Daf Nimlum has a tshuva. In the back of Daf Nimlum, there are a few tshuvas from the Yad Nimlum. And there's a very beautiful tshuva there, Simon Bey's, interesting shayla. So we're going to have to switch over to Hilchas Yom Tov for a minute. The shayla has to do with Dina Yom Tov. And you'll see in a second the connection to our sukkah. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to shecht an animal. As you know, on Yom Tov, any malacha that's oichel nefesh, kol asher yasa lo oichel nefesh, ulevadi yasa lachem. You're allowed to do malachis that have to do with oichel nefesh. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov. Lachem v'loy la'akum. You're not allowed to shecht an animal or cook for a guy on Yom Tov. Not cook for a guy in Yom Tov because that's malacha. There's no heta of oichel nefesh, ulevadi yasa lachem. Lachem v'loy la'akum. So if you have a goyish neighbor who comes in on Yom Tov, you can't put up a tefillin because that's an issa malach on Yom Tov for a goy. As a matter of fact, Chazal asked having a goyish guest on Yom Tov b'chlal. Now that I have a goy as a guest, because you might cook for him. If you're going to cook latkes and you have a goyish guest, you put in a latke for him, you'll cook more latkes for him, you'll be over on lochem, that's malach. So you're not allowed to have, you're not allowed to invite a Goyish guest. If a guest comes in on his own, it says the person's not embarrassed to say, you know, I have what I have, I'm not going to cook more for him, then it's mutter. I once had the maisa with the ger, right? That's how you remember the din. I once had, after a shir I gave, that a fellow came over to me and he informed me that he's a guy. He looked like a bentire. But he was waiting to be Megayer, and he was practicing. So he asked me if he can come for a Suda on Pesach. Before I could answer him, he told me, I know you're going to tell me that you're not allowed to invite a guy, but so I'm not going to tell you which Suda I'm coming for. And I'm not invited. Wherever I pop in, I'll pop in. So, he knew more than a lot of the other people in the room about inviting a guy. But anyway, that's the halach. You're not allowed to cook lechem aloy la'akum. You're not allowed to cook for a guy on Yom Tov. You're allowed to cook for a year. So the same shayla is found in three tshuvas farim. Davnim luim is this one, Simon Bey's. Shayla is the following. There's a guyish butcher in town. The way it works is the sheichet shecht, the guy's animal. And the guy sells it. He sells it to Yidden. Right? No problem buying meat from raw meat from a guy, as long as it's shechti. So, and this is the way it works, this man has that too. All the shechita houses come out, everyone, it belongs to a guy, and Yiddish shechti them shecht, and they take the kosher meat. So, they used to have the loom shayla. Is the shechit allowed to shecht an animal that belongs to a guy? But why is the guy calling a shechit? If he wants it for a guy, he could shoot it in the head. He's calling a sheichet because he wants it to sell it for Yidden. So the shayla is that called shechita lochem? Do you look at the owner? The owner's a guy. Lochem alay la'akum. Or do you look at the intended consumer? The person who's going to consume the food, that's a Yid. So it's a leichel nefesh yasa lochem. This is the shayla that the Avni Malum was asked. The beginning of the tshuva, he brings that this shayla is in two tshuva svarim, in the Shev Yaakov. Shev Yaakov asers. He says, since the animal belongs to a guy, shashchita, so it's the guy's animal, you know, shach the guy's animal. And the Nayib Yehuda has a tshuva, and Nayib Yehuda says it's mutter. He says, the ikar shchita is fachilas Yisrael. And therefore, it's mutter. This says the Shev Yaakov goes according to bailus of the animal, and the Nayib Yehuda goes according to the eichel. So the Shev Yaakov brings a raya from the Gemara, and this Gemara is the one that connects to our sugya. It brings a raya from the Gemara in Beya Daf Chaf Aleph. Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph in Beya asks, "Boy minei, has any baya?" Behema chetzya shel goy v'chetzya shel Yisrael. No. A different shayla. Are you allowed to shecht an animal that's owned by Shutfis? A Yid, the guy chipped in. They bought an animal. And they want to shecht it. The Yid wants to eat meat on Yantif. But he only owns half the animal. Are you allowed to shecht it? You're not allowed to shecht it? So the Gemara says it's mutter. If it's half a guy, it's half a Yid, it's mutter. Why? Because e efsher le kezayis basar b'loy shechita. Because you have to shecht the whole animal to get one kezayis. So it's all for this Yid, even though half belongs to the guy. But it's all for this Yid because you have to shecht the whole animal in order to get. You can't shecht half an animal. You have to shecht the whole animal. So therefore, it's mutter, the same as daver, right?
You have to salt.
No, the salting of the animal. The guy's not interested in salting his half. He likes the blood. Right. So you're not going to salt it. What?
I can't cook his.
I won't cook his. I'm the sheikh. So I'm shechting it. Then we'll cut the animal down the middle, and the Yid will take his half. The girl will take his half. So frakta gemara, ma bein zeh l'nedarim v'nedavos she'ain kreivim b'yamtiv. What's the difference between an animal that's half a Yid, half a guy's, which is mutter to shecht? And a carbon shlomim, the darv and the davis, which you're not allowed to shecht on yamtif. On yamtif, you can only shecht the yamtif dikah carbon, a musaf, a tamid, a chagiga, or the sviyaz machlaikas. You can only shecht a yamtif dikah animal. The darv and the davis, if someone stam wants to bring a shlomim on yamtif, you can't shecht it. Why? Because lochem v'loy l'gvaya. Just like we say, Eichel Nefesh Yosel Lachem V'loy La'akum, we say the same thing, Lachem V'loy L'Gvaya. You don't shecht Nedar V'Nedavis and Yavdiv. So the Gemara asks, Gevaldik Akasha, what's the difference between an animal that's half a guy and half a yid? So we say, Yevshel L'Kazayis Basa B'loy Shechita. I want one Kazayis, I can shecht the whole animal. A Shlomim also. I want a Kazayis of the Shlomim. Right? The stake of the shlavim goes to the kain of Israel. So why don't we say the same thing? I should be allowed to shlecht the whole carbon shlavim, and I'll get and Yisrael will get his kazayis basar. What's the teretz? What's the difference between a behema, half a guy, and half a yid? What? So Gemara answers that you can't compare the two. By a behemah, half a guy, half a yid, it's half a yid. By a shlamim, kachim kalim, ki kazachu, mishulcha gabaya kazachu. When you're zaycha to eat from it, so mishulcha gabaya kazachu. You're eating from shulcha gabaya. So that's why it's usher to do it on yamtiv. So what do you see from that Gemara? You see from that Gemara like Shev Yaakov or like the Nadir Yehuda? It's like the Shev Yaakov. Why? You see from that Gemara, it's Aser. Even though the Yid's going to end up eating it, Shev Yaakov says. You see from that Gemara that you're not allowed to shecht an animal of kachin, shlamim, even though a Jew's going to end up eating it. He's going to end up having supper as his yamtif meal from it. But afal pi kein it's aser because of the fact that it belongs to Gevaya. So he says, who I did? If it's half a yid, half a guys, so the bailus Yisrael is there, then you're allowed. But if it's kulay shel guy, if the bailus is a guy's bailus, then it's also to shecht it. That's the Shev Yaakov's raya. The Noidi B'Yehuda time is that it's not a raya. The Yehuda brings the Shev Yaakov, the Shev Yaakov's earlier after. He says, what's the raya? What's pshat ki kazachu mishulchan gavaya kazachu? The pshat is that the kavana of the sheichit is for Gavaya. When a person shechts a carbon, he's not thinking, I want Pliny to be able to eat food. He's thinking that he's doing a mitzvah. He's bringing a carbon l'Hashem. That's what he's thinking. So to know Yehuda Rakamara doesn't mean you go by bailus, as the Shev Yaakov understands. It means you go by kavanas hasheichet. The kavanas hasheichet is that he's shechting l'shem gavaya, and since he's shechting l'shem gavaya, the kavanas hasheichet is l'shem gavaya. That's why it's awesome. When Shein came to need and didan, when a guy owns an animal, he brings it to a sheichet. The kavanas hasheichet is for the chelik haYisrael. Yid should be able to eat from it, so that's why it should be mutter. So they both bring exactly the same gemara, and depending on how you touch the gemara there, when the gemara says it's aser because mishulchan gavaya kazachu, depending on how you touch it, nabiu the touches mishulchan gavaya kazachu means the kavana is l'gavaya. The Shev Yaakov understands Mishulchan Gavaya Kazahu that it's Bailus Gavaya, that it belongs to Gavaya. So this is the two ways to understand that Gemara, and therefore it comes out this Chalukideis in how to paskin by a guy's animal that you're shechting for a yid. Memela, the whole Adi Behuda is trying to bring Rayas, either like the Shev Yaakov, the whole Avdi Malum is trying to bring Rayas to the Shev Yaakov or Rayas to the Adi Behuda. That's the truth. Toich Tavarov, in the paragraph of the Avdi Malum, begins Ela Da'akati. The way I understand, the Avdi Malum explains that the Machlaikis, the Shev Yaakov, and the Adi Behuda is really Toloi in what's Taich. Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachum. What is the Taich in our Gemara, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachum? And that's what really it all depends on. The way he understands, Lady Behuda learns, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachum is like we said. It's gods. I'm allowed to eat gods, just like I go to visit somebody. I eat his food. So the same thing, if I'm eating a shlamim, it's not my shlamim, it's Rabbeinu Shlomim shlamim. I'm eating the Rabbeinu Shlomim shlamim. Since the Nevi Yehuda understood that way, that Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu means I'm eating the Rabbeinu Shlomim's carbon shlamim, so the Nevi Yehuda understood there has no shaychis to the Shev Yaakov. When you shecht an animal for a guy, the meat is later going to be sold to a Jew. It's going to be owned by a Jew. So it's like the Nevi Yehuda, there it's mutter. Because there a Yid is going to own it. A Yid is going to eat it. You can't compare it to Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu, which is a case where it's always going to belong to Gavaya. Just Gavaya is going to say, I let the Yisrael eat from it. The Sheichin who's shechting is shechting an animal that's totally Gavaya. No part of it becomes the Yisrael's. So Memela, you can't compare it to the Shev Yaakov Shad. The Shev Yaakov understood Shulchan Gavaya differently. Because the Shev Yaakov does compare it. So the Shev Yaakov understood that Shulchan Gavaya Kazachu means the Yisrael gets it. It's his. Or the Kohen gets it. It's his. So now you can compare it to a guy. A guy, you shech the animal for a guy, and when he gives it to the yid, it's going to be the yid's. It's comparable. It seems from the Avni Meluim that he allows for these two pshatim in Shulchan Gavaya Kazach. That you behold this pshat, which is the easier pshat, that when you shech it, it's tamidur by the shalaylam. Just that a person eats like he eats by someone else. So it's always the by the shalaylam, the Shulchan Gavaya Kazach. So Mela. You can't be Mekadosh and Isha with it. Ki kam Rabbi Yaisi b'chayim. Avlach ha-shchita ki kazachu b'shechon gavaya kazachu. The Shev Yaakov is the harder pshat. The Shev Yaakov learns that ki kazachu b'shechon gavaya kazachu means after it comes off shulcha gavaya, you give it to the kayin, it's the kayin's. He's limited with the rules of kachin. But it's the kayin's. If you give it to the bailam, it's the bailam's. If you learn the Gemara that way, then our Gemara, how do you learn our Gemara? Ki kazachu mishulchan gavaya kazachu, and therefore what? And therefore, ki kazachu b'shechol gavaya kazachu, and therefore you cannot be mekadesh an isha. Why can't you be mekadesh an isha? You already, it became yours, it's given to you. That part needs a hesper, why? Give it to you only for eating.
Can't sell it.
If it becomes yours, you should be able to make the show with the hanah. So what's the pshat? If you learn ki kazach v'shul gavai kazach, that it becomes yours. I'm sorry, hard to understand how the Gemara would stim. Ki kazach v'shul gavai kazach. So that's mama gavaya. As you say, what's given to you only under these conditions. What it sounds like, the Shav Yaakov holds it's only Mamun Bailim if it's Mamun Bailim straight through. Once it becomes Gavaya, the rules of Gavaya apply. Even if you eat it from Shulchan Gavaya, it's the only eating it from Shulchan Gavaya. It's not yours for other things. It's a whole. That's how the Shav Yaakov seems to learn the Gemara, that once it becomes Shulchan Gavaya, you can never be Mekadesh an Isha. Even Gavaya gives it to you, somehow with strings attached, with rules attached. But you hear this much easier. Yeah, but you should be able to recash an isha with whatever you have in it, as long as it's worth a pruta. If you have a meat that you could eat, you can only eat a fiyam balayla, but you could eat a fiyam balayla. I don't know. According to Shav Yaakov, the idea of Shulchan Gavaya Kazach was much more complicated. Like the Yehud, it's easy. When you even bizman eating it, eating God's food, so it's not your food, it's not mamun bayim. So kikam rabbi yosi mechayim, balach hashchita, it's God's food. According to the Shav Yaakov, right after shchita, it's God's food. But eventually, when you finish the shchita and the zrik and everything, he gives it to you, like lahabdul, the guy gives it to a yid. So you have to be mechalik that it still has whatever it is, the Kedusha Shabbai, if it's Mafkiya, somehow to Mamun Bailim. It's a little harder to understand. Kapon, these are the two pshat in Mekadesh, in the Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu. Either way, the Gemara is saying that Lach HaShchita, it's not Mamun Bailim. Only Mechayim, it's Mamun Bailim.
Gives
him a meal.
The person sell that meal? There's no right to sell. It's not good.
There's a big chaluk day is if you invite someone over to eat. If you invite someone, Avi Malum himself has a piece of it in Hilchis Kiddushin. He brings a maisa. It's an early maisa. I think it's a Chumas Ma'arit. With somebody who was a guest at someone else's house, and he was Makadish, he was sitting at a meal, and he took food from the meal, and he was Makadish, the host's daughter, with the food. It shows he plans to live off the Shver, right? Starting already with the Kiddush. So there's a whole tumult in the earliest Rishayim over what happens when you're a guest at someone's house. When you're eating in someone's house, you know, can you, you're ready to leave, can you take a bag out of your pocket and take home what's left? What? By the matzah, again, it's fasemis, by Pesach, that your matzah has to be lachem. How you cut in the matzah if you're a guest somewhere? So the question is it automatically yours or not automatically yours? Rather than machalik between food put in the middle and food put in your portion. Food that's set, you're giving a plate of food, so that's yours. Food that's down in the middle, they don't mean for you to take from the middle and put it in the bag and take it home. You know, they mean for you to eat whatever you want. It's theirs. But I don't need to get into that that halach, I just need with Derech Marshall, when you're eating by Shulchan Gavaya, is the pshat, it's head dishes, and you just have a right to eat it. It's still Gavaya, so you have a right to eat it. Or not, whatever the din is in that case, that's going to change it here. I just need as an example here.
Invites
the Ishaoba
to come in and
she
eats,
she
doesn't
have
to buy lunch somewhere else.
Therefore, if they can encourage
you with
the Hanoah, that you can invite an Isha. You can invite an Isha to eat from the meat of the Shlomim, so why is it not Mekudeshes? But what you're asking is, it should be a question even if it's Chelek Avaya. So maybe by Hiyano, that's a good condition.
We'll say
by Hiyano, maybe it's good. Okay, so that's the issue of Lach HaShechita. Now, Mechayim, there's a Rashi here that many of the Achrayim shtel on. Again, what are we saying? Mechayim, it's Mamin Bailam. Mechayim, it's Mamin Bailam. Lach HaShechita, it's Mamin Hedin. Rashi Mechayim, right? Kikar Rebbe Yisrael Galili. That Mamin Bailam Hay Mechayim. Rashi says Shachrayis Hu Alav. Shachrayis Hu Alav. That's a very shver Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Pashut Pshat Rashi at least. Shachrayis Hu Alav means that the animal's alive. Why is it mine? I'm Magdish Shlomi. Why is it mine? Because if something happens to the animal, I have to replace it. But first of all, is that true? If something happens to a carbon, I have to replace it. Depends how you said it. You said, Hari Alai Shlomim. It's true. If something happens to this animal, I have to replace it. If you say, Hari Zu Shlomim, it's called a Nadava. A Nadava, if something happens, I don't have to replace it. I don't have to replace it. Hari Zu Shlomim. If something happens to it, there's no Achrayim, I have no Achrayim. So the Yeshua, the Rishash, and Avdei Meluim, all three. Amatmi on Rashi. Shachrayus hu alav. The reason Kachim Kalim is mum and head yet is because it's your achrayus? So they ask a bunch of kashas. They ask, first of all, so then if you said Harezu, Rabbi Yisrael Glid is not talking, if you say Harezu. If you say Harezu, then Kachim Kalim has a different din. You don't find such a chiluk anywhere. First kash. Second kash that you ask is the Gemara talking about Bechar. The Gemara is talking about Bechar in a minute. A Bechar, there's no Achrayus on a Bechar. If a person has an animal, a Bechar born to him, it's a carbon. If the Bechar dies, he doesn't have to replace the Bechar. There's no Achrayus on a Bechar. So, first of all, it's not Mashma, the Gemara is talking about cases of Hari Alai, and second of all, the case of Bechar is Klar, not a case of Hari Alai. Third of all, who cares Achrayis Hu Alav? Reb Shimon holds, Dover HaGarim L'mamin K'mamin Dover. Yeah, the Achrayis on something is like it's yours. But we don't pass like Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon that Achrayis Hu Alav. And then they ask kashas from other Gemaras. From the Gemara Bava Basra, Gemara in Psachim, where the Gemara is klar talking about all kachim kalim, even harayzu. So the Rashi pashit is most of the tmiya. Why does he mean achrayis alav? It goes so wide that the Rishash and Avnei Meluim want to be madchik that the word achrayis here in Rashi doesn't mean like everywhere else that you have a financial responsibility. Achrayus means you have a responsibility to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to make sure they shecht it, to make sure they blush with Zadam, to make sure they burn the Emurim. Achrayus means Achrayus Tipuloi. Achrayus to be involved with it. Achrayus Tipuloi, I love, that's why it's Mom and Bailam. it's not a satisfying teretz because Rashi, they themselves say it's Arfim. But Kachikachim is also Achayas Tipulei Alav. So it can't be straight out of Achayas. Why don't they ask, does Rashi ask that motion? Did Kachikachim ask that? What? Oh, you're asking even on the Teretz. Achrayas Tipulei Alav. That's even Kachikachim. Let me try a possible chat. If you want to listen, if you don't like it, you can throw it away later. But the way I would understand Rashi, see, bothered me another thing about this Rashi, another Nakuda. If Rashi wants to explain that Mom and Biden is all based on Achrayus, why did Rashi wait till here? By the way, when the Gemara said Rabbi Yossi has a concept of Mom and Biden, Rashi should say Achrayus Tifulei Olav. Like, why does Rashi wait till the Gemara's chiluk of Machayim Lachamisa? The way that Ben Blum, Pnei Shul, Rishash understand, there's no explanation of Rabbi Yaisi. So it has nothing to do with the chiluk of Machayim Lachamisa. It's Pshat and Rabbi Yaisi. I don't know. I would think that Rashi means something else. To use the same lashon again, but if you bear me through, you'll understand. When Rashi said, when you say that you have achrayus on an animal, it's moment bailam, you have an achrayus on the animal. That's the siba why you have achrayus. That's the siba why it's moment bailam, because you have achrayus. That's the reason it's moment bailam. That's how Pnei Yeshua understood the Rishash, the Luim. So it's very shver. The whole siba, the whole reason it's moment bailam, is because you have achrayus. So you have all these kashas, and you have your kasha, the kachikachim is also achrayus, is on you. It's that. Maybe Rashi only means this as a simin. As a simin to be mechalik, to be mechayim alachamisa. The reason kachim kalim is mamam bailim is the way we thought all along. But that's the metzias of kachim kalim. I told you yesterday, the difference in Kachi Kachin and Kachin Kalim is Kachi Kachin, the Bailim get nothing from it. It all goes either to the Mizbeach or to Kayyim. Kachin Kalim, the Bailim usually get the bulk of the meat. They get all the basar except for the Chaz of a Sheik. The Mizbeach gets the inner organs, and the Bailim get almost their whole meat. Kachin Kalim is Mom and Bailim, not because Achrayis love. Like we thought all along, Kachim Kalim Mom and Bailim, because the Bailim get to it's mostly the Bailims. Gemara says Hani Mili Mechayim, but not Lach Hashchita. Nechetaisi Mechalik to Mechayim Lach Hashchita. So Rashi says, you know, you find such a thing that the Achrayus of the Karbin is until when? Until when is the Bailim Achrayi if something happens to the Karbin? He's only Achrayi till Lach Hashchita. Which means Lach Hasrika also, Lach Aktara. The Bailim are only Achroi till a certain point, when they say Hari Olai. If they say Hari Olai, their Achrayus ends at a certain point, and at that point it transfers, and the Achrayus is the Mizbeach. If once you've finished all the things you have to do, let's say it falls off the Mizbeach, they put it up to burn on the Mizbeach, the Gemara brings a case where it falls off the Mizbeach. It doesn't burn. The Bailam are Achroi, they have to bring a new carbon? No. The truth is, the whole Akhtara, they don't have to bring either. It really ends after Zrika, and after Akhtara. If the Zrika, once you spritz the dam, the Bailam, their Achrayus and the carbon is finished. Once, and the Emurim still have to be around, but if they spritz the dam, and the Emurim are still Roy Akhtara, the Bailum are potter. If anything happens later, the Bailum don't have to replace the carbon. This, it's not the reason that it's Mamon Bailum. It's a simon for the Gemara's chilek. The Gemara's saying, chilek tiyachayim and achamisa. Rashi says, you find such a chilek. You find there's a chilek that the owner has to replace a Hari Alai animal until achashchita, the hainu shchita of zrika. Until that, he has to replace it. After that, he doesn't have to replace it. If a galiv would come into the Beis HaMikdash and rob a Beis HaMikdash and take away the meat, he's not responsible anymore. That's a beautiful raya to the Gemara's chilek. Gemara is saying, what is it, mom and bailim, only till after shchita? Once the shchita of zrika are done, it's no more mom and bailim. So for Rashi, because you see by achrayis, no achrayis goes per shchita. Now, of course, it's true. You say harizu, you're not achray at all. But that doesn't change the concept. The idea that it's only mom and bailim until after shchita of zrika is proven from the fact that when the bailim are achray, the achrayis ends after shchita. It's only a proof to this chilek of mechayim and lach shchita. It's a simin. It's a way of showing that things end mechayim shachrayis u'alav. That's one din. Aval lach shchita, then not. Kizav, then it's different. Even the Yisrael's part that he has to eat, right? If mishlon gavaya kizavu, even the Yisrael's part, if it gets stolen, if someone steals it, runs away with it, he doesn't have to bring a new carbon. Not to bring a new carbon. That's a simin that it's not his. It ended. The idea of it being his ends. So it could be that Rashi meant achrayis u'alav only as a simin, not as an explanation, as a simin ledavar. That's why I would understand Rashi. I suspect it says this pshat someplace. It sounds too good a pshat that I'm just thinking of it on my own. But Rav Chazan, I learned for Rav Chazan here in the yeshiva for 4 years. In this room, I think he used to give shir. So he used to say that very often you look at Svarim, you find somebody says something, and you find it later, his Rebbe said it also. You have a few shtiklach like that from the Brisker Rav that you find in the Beis HaLevi. You know, there's such shtiklach Torah. So he said that what happens is you learn something, you forget it. Last time you went to Baba Kama was 7 years ago. You don't remember. You learn the Gemara. You have a kasha. You start thinking of the teretz. He said the way the mind works, you're more likely to say the teretz you once heard. You don't remember you once heard it. You think you're saying it on your own. But it's the teretz that you once heard. And that comes back. It doesn't come back with the memory of the whole thing. So this pshat and Rashi, if you look around, I suspect you'll find it someplace. But I think it's a good pshat in Rashi. Because Rashi says, Mechayim, I only hear he says, Achrayis love. He didn't say when Rav Yossi was introduced to Mal Amal Bashem to the Rabbi's Kachim Kala. He didn't say it there. Okay. I think it's a good pshat in Rashi. Okay. Now, let's turn to the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The most complicated part of the sugya is the Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. The Brisker Rav, if you were heard on the Brisker Rav, it's very geschmack. He works out pshat in Rashi and Tosfos, and in Tosfos Kasha Rashi. It's a very geschmack piece to go through, and you'll have enough from it. Not my pashit, but there is pshat in the Gemara. Basically, Rashi is learning that this entire sugya is talking about the part of the Kayanim and of the Bailim. If you remember this, in other Masechtas and Shas, you see Rashi does this every time, will come out every time. In the Tzuga Tzech and the Akedushim, Baba Basu Zerach and Bechayrus Temura, except in Temura, I think in the others, I don't know why it doesn't say in Tzubeya, Rashi says every time, the Lashon of Gemara and Beya is Kayanim, Ki Kazachu, Mishulchan Gavaya Kazachu. Rashi says Kayanim, but who Adin Bailim? So even though it's not a Rashi Mufurish here, but Rashi in a number of these places says that when we're talking about Mom and Bailim, we mean the part of the animal that's Kayanim and Bailim. Both of those are Mom and Bailim, Or in the Gemara's Kasha, it's going to be, the Gemara's going to ask on it, Mechayim Yomer, is it true? Tosfos disagree. Tosfos hold that the Gemara is only talking about Chelek Kayanim. The Chelek Bailam is Zicha Momen Bailam. That's not Shaila, that the Chelek HaBailam is Momen Bailam. The whole sugya of the Gemara is only, this whole tumult is about the Chelek HaKayanim. Now, if you hold like Tosfos, you have to be Gairis at the end of the sugya, Ella Matnis Kuhn Hashani. Ella, that the Gemara is having, the Gemara all along was talking about Matnis Kuhn. At the end of the sugya, you're going to have to be Gairis, Tosfos says, Ella Matnis Kuhn Hashani. In other words, we're masking. There's no difference between Lachamisa, Matnis Kuhn Hashani. That's the way Tosfos holds. Rashi holds. The whole Gemara is talking about Kainim and Bailim equally. In the last line, the Gemara says a Chiddush. Chelek Kainim Shani, different than Chelek Bailim. But the whole Sugi is talking about the Chelek HaKayim, the Kainim, their Bailim on the equal footing. What you have to do really is take a pen and a piece of paper. I really should do it on the board if it wouldn't be late. Is write. Push it, just make a chart. Three steps in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kika Amar Mechayim. The Gemara says, Mechayim Mi Amar. And the Gemara has a Maskanah. So you have the Havamina, the Kasha, the Maskanah. And just Rashi and Tosfos. What comes out at this point? What part is Chelek Avaya and what part is Chelek Hedyot? Each step of the way. At any rate, Tosfos has one Ikka Kasha on Rashi. Tosfos Kasha on Rashi is on the next three words of the Gemara. Mechayim Yomar. What's the Gemara say? Yes. Mechayim Yomar. Did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say Mechayim that it's Mom and Bailam? What's the Gemara asking? The Mechayim it's not Mom and Bailam? Lachamisa Zucha not Mom and Bailam? Lachashchita? So when is it Mom and Bailam? When the Gemara asks Mechayim Yomar, did Rabbi Yossi Aglili say Mechayim it's Mom and Bailam? If Mechayim it's not Mom and Bailam, and Lachashita it's not Mom and Bailam, when is it Mom and Bailam? You can't. The Gemara's cash doesn't make sense. Mechayim Yomar. The Rabbi basically say Mechayim. If he didn't say Mechayim, he didn't say Lachashita, he never said it. So when did he say Karbonis Kachukala Mom and Bailam? So Tosfos says, Bishlam like me, like Tosfos, it's good. Rabbi Yossi said it about the chelik, that the Bailam get to eat. The chelik, the Bailam get to eat. That's not us again. That's a chamam and Bailam. Mechayim Yomar goes on the chelik HaKayim. Mechayim Yomar, did he say chelik HaKayim and the mom and Bailam? So it makes sense, because Rabbi Yossi could apply to something else. But like Rashi, that Mechayim Yomar goes on everything. Mechayim Yomar, did he say Mechayim that it's mom and Bailam at all? It's going Sayan the Chelakayan and Sayan the Chelakayan, it's going on everything. So Gemara's Kasha makes no sense. You can't ask me, Mechayim Yomar, that it's Mechayim, it's also Mama Gavaya. Because if Mechayim is Mama Gavaya, Lachshit is Mama Gavaya, then it's never anything else. It's never Mama Bailam. So that's Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. The Brisker Rav, you look in the third paragraph, answers that. And hopefully tomorrow the Ricky Vega that he brings there will go through. I'd like also tomorrow to do the Gemara's Kasha. What you should see is the stipler, Simeon Yobes. He brings it twice. We're going to spend some time on it hopefully tomorrow as well. Okay, so that's on the agenda for tomorrow.